Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. Good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I did not know the other day that she had ascended to the height that she has ascended. But when I called John Lott the other day and I said I'd like somebody from the Crime Prevention Research Center to come on the show, he told me that the face of that organization is now one Nikki Gozer. Good afternoon, young lady.
Hello, Bill.
I did not know that you had been. I didn't really know where you stood in the. In the seniority there, but I guess now you're the media face, huh?
Oh well, that's news to me. I'm gonna have to call John later and be like, hey, so thanks for telling me.
Anyway, so you guys have been doing a lot, and you've started. I didn't realize you had started writing as much as you have. I know that you've written. I know you've done a bunch of things, but I mean now you're seeming to. Sort of take on the mantle of the work done there. So tell me about your latest piece on the deterrence against violent crime.
Yeah, so it's a piece that I wrote. It came out on the Washington Times, and title is, If You Want to Deter Murders, Bring Back the Death Penalty. So I go into talking about the fact that there's, 32 states out there that have inmates on death row, but only 8 states and the federal government have actually held executions since 2020. And even in the states where executions occur, the average time between sentencing and execution is 19.8 years.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Now, look, I support the death penalty. Obviously, I think it should be used for very serious, violent crimes. But, people say, well, it costs too much and, or it's cruel and unusual punishment. Yeah, I don't think it's cruel and unusual punishment. Not for these extremely evil people that do extremely evil things. No, I think it's pretty fair and just. But I think it should be used in situations where the crime is really solid. Like my case. When my husband was murdered in front of me by my stalker 13 years ago, he was caught at the crime scene. He was tackled. Of course, the murder weapon is there. He murdered Ben in front of me and 50 other witnesses in the middle of a busy restaurant. There were security cameras rolling, so my husband's murder was on film. When the police searched his vehicle at the crime scene, they found 2 more guns, ammunition, a baseball bat, binoculars, gloves, rope, and a knife. The guy wrote something on social media the day before that said, predator versus prey, I know who you are, run. Where will you work where I can't find you? At home, at dinner, in your sleep, every waking moment. This was premeditated. There's no question that he did it. I saw him do it. Death penalty should have been on the table in Nashville, Tennessee, for our case, but the prosecutor, a Democrat, did not want to put that on the table. And ultimately, it was a bench trial, a liberal judge, mental health experts come in, they testified they believe he suffers from delusional disorder and erotomania, and apparently the judge felt sorry for the guy. And dropped it from first degree down to the lesser offense of second degree. So this guy only got 23 years at 100% with no parole. But let me tell you, that's a lie. victims are lied to every day in criminal courts across this nation, because what they tell you at sentencing is it's a lie. This guy doesn't have to serve 23 years. He gets early release good behavior credits. He doesn't even have to serve 20. He's getting out in just 6 more years. And it's absolutely terrifying for me because this guy, he's been stalking me from prison. He's been sending twisted love letters to me for years. And finally, the feds have charged him with federal stalking. It's a felony. But that's just 5 additional years max. He's still getting out, Bill. So the death penalty, you know, people don't think about this. I'm gonna give you this example. Dylan Roof, the Charleston, South Carolina church shooter.
Right.
He murdered 9 people. Roof agreed to plead guilty on all 9 counts and accept a life sentence. Without a possible death penalty, there would have been no reason to do that. That saves a lot of taxpayer dollars by that not going to trial. And the victim's families are not tormented and traumatized again, having to go to court. You know, I can tell you that it's very traumatic. I've got to go face my stalker in federal court next month on the stalking. And I'm a witness. I've got to go testify. And every time the trial date gets near, you get anxiety. You've got to get yourself mentally prepared to go face the monster, start having nightmares again. And then, of course, they delay the trial, and you got to go through that all over again. And then they delay again, and you got to do it again. It's traumatic, and it just keeps re-traumatizing people that have already lost so much. And I really want to see the system changed, and I think there is a purpose for the death penalty. And I'm for it. I'm absolutely for it. When it's solid evidence, I believe it can save lives, and it can also be used to save tax dollars.
Well, but you point out one thing. Then you have to get past the judge. But that doesn't mean they shouldn't, that not should not be in force and everything else. And yeah, I've often wondered that about, and I've had you on the show many times talking about what you've been through. And what you have been through is no closure. You've had no closure. Still haven't had it, as far as I can tell. I don't even know if that's even a possibility of having closure, and that's not, but certainly it isn't if it just keeps on going and going and going. It's certainly just the worst possible outcome. Anyway, we're coming, not yet, but we're nowhere near it. Still got a little ways to go. This article is at the Crime Prevention Research Center website, which is crimeresearch.org. This is an op-ed that appeared in the Washington Times on November the 16th, and both John and Nikki writes numerous of these, getting them out there, preaching the cause, and constantly reminding you why you need to do it. And Nikki, of course, her story is sort of wrenching. At the same time, I'm every time I talk to you, I sort of sense that you're getting less and less. There's not a lot of... I just sense a very hard edge coming to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely changes your mindset, especially when you've been dealing with this for so long.
Yeah.
It does harden you in a way. And I try really hard to not let it make me bitter. I'm still a friendly person. I think so. But, it makes you a little bit harder than you were before, and definitely not as trusting, and you just have a situational awareness, after something like this happened.
Well, I mean, I remember the first time I talked to you about this, but you know what? We'll continue this when we get back. CrimeResearch.org, that's the website. Talking to Nikki Gozer. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Nikki Gozer from the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. And we were just talking about the death penalty. And, I mean, your case, it's interesting to me that you're able to have as even-handed an approach to this. Because while on the one hand, I sense you getting a very hard edge, at the same time, I also sense that you sort of you're taking a very cold approach to this. You're looking to make it a real change here, and over the course of time, it's been interesting to observe the way you speak and think and everything else. What do you think? I mean, with this particular thing, with all of these Sorosian DAs that are now in place, how much more is that harming the actual cause of justice?
Oh, it's absolutely harming justice. So many of, like, take Tennessee, for instance. Tennessee is a red state, but in my state, all of the major cities are blue. I'm talking Memphis, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Nashville. They are all, local government is run by Democrats in these large cities. And it's that way in other states too. And, you know, this trial happened in Nashville, and the judge was a Democrat, the prosecutor was a Democrat, defense attorney Democrat, everybody's Democrat. And they tend to favor the criminal over the victim. Not everyone, but by and large, Democrats favor criminals over victims. And you've got prisoner rights activists everywhere. You know, they're out there making a stink, you know, standing up for, you know, criminals. Well, I'm not seeing a lot of activity out there on behalf of victims. You know, I decided I've got to start speaking up because I'm just not seeing a whole lot being done. There are some organizations, and they try, and I've donated to them because I believe in what they're doing, but we just don't see the numbers and, you know, advocates out there trying to help victims of violent crime. And, you know, I think the death penalty has a real deterrence effect, and more people need to stand up and start fighting to bring the death penalty back across the nation. Because, you know, most peer-reviewed academic research, it shows a large deterrence effect, ranging from 8 to 18 fewer murders for each additional execution. Bill, that's significant. Those are innocent lives. And, you know, there's a quote that I love. There's a professor that testified before Congress. His name was John McAdams, and he said this, and I love this. If we execute murderers and there is, in fact, no deterrent effect, we have killed a bunch of murderers. If we fail to execute murderers and doing so would, in fact, have deterred other murders, we have allowed the killing of a bunch of innocent victims. I would much rather risk the former. This, to me, is not a tough call.
Interesting. Not a surprising viewpoint when you consider certain things. And I completely get it. But, I mean, this is going to... Are none of these guys worried about this giving rise to people taking certain things into their own hands? I mean, that's a real risk.
Yeah. I suppose it is. I mean, I have done everything within the law to try and keep this dangerous person locked up, to try and keep him away from me, to try and make it absolutely clear that I want him to stay away. I helped Tennessee get a lifetime order of protection law on the books. Last year, I went and testified before the legislature about my situation, and everyone voted yes. Democrats, Republicans, everyone, no one voted against it through the entire process. And it's now law. I was the first Tennessean to be granted the lifetime order of protection. But, you know, I tell people, some people don't like it. They hear lifetime order of protection, and they're thinking, oh, that's terrible. You're going to lose your rights forever. I'm like, look, it includes due process. You really need to read the bill You have to be a victim of a violent crime. I'm talking murder. I'm talking rape. Very serious assault. And the person you're getting the order against must be the convicted, keyword, convicted offender of that crime against you. But I tell people it is just a piece of paper. It is not fail-proof. You have got to take extra measures to protect yourself. And I encourage people, especially women, to go get their handgun carry permit training. And don't just take the basic training. Get additional training. Train every year and learn about situational awareness as well. Because you just don't know. You know, evil people walk through pieces of paper. You've got to protect yourself. But that piece of paper can also act as a defense if you do find yourself having to protect yourself and your loved one
from that person. I guess I could see that. I mean, you are an alumnus of tactical response, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's where I don't understand the guy that victimized you and your husband that much, because you are not the typical, you know, shy, retiring violet against the wall. I mean, you are a legitimately dangerous person, and I just don't understand it with all of this continued. Of course, he's doing this while he's in jail, but I mean, is there any doubt in your mind that he will do what he says he's going to do? I tell you what, don't answer that question just yet, because we're coming up on the break and I want to be able to give you the full measure of that answer. We're talking to Nikki Gozer. Nikki Gozer, 13 years ago, watched her husband get murdered. And she's out there now as a crusader for victims' rights and everything else. And she works for the Crime Prevention Research Center, she and John Lott. And that is crimeresearch.org. This article that we're referencing, it was published in the Washington Times on the, I believe, two weeks ago. And you go find it on the crimeresearch.org. You can find it there. And, of course, Nikki, good friend of the show, always been a good friend of the show, and I appreciate her coming on, although I sense a change in her, and I think she's gotten sort of dangerous, but that changes nothing. That changes nothing about the call she's pushing right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Moon Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This vote, the yeas are 290, the nays are 137. The joint resolution is passed.
The House voting on a rare bipartisan bill that blocks a potential railroad strike that could have upended the U.S. economy right before the holiday. The vote binds companies and workers to a tentative contract deal struck in September that offers a historic pay raise, even though several unions voted it down. At approximately 3 a.m. Wednesday morning, at least one tornado touched down in Montgomery County, Alabama. Sheriff Derek Cunningham says the confirmed fatalities were all from the same household.
Right now we just got two confirmed fatalities.
We have one that's still at the hospital, but yeah, they were in the same residence.
Search and rescue operations are ongoing, but are taking longer than expected due to storm damage. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're joined by Nikki Gozer from the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. And before we went to the break, I asked you if you felt like he was going to do what he claimed he was going to do. And I guess we don't really know what he's claiming he's going to do. He still continues to stalk you, though, right?
He has stopped for now, that I'm, as far as I know, he has stopped for now, but he sent a total of 9 letters. And unfortunately for me, I did not know about the letters for years. It's a really long story, but I'll try to shorten it. The first 2 letters came before the actual murder trial. And I told the prosecutor, the detective, the victim witness coordinator, sent them copies of the letters, told them I wanted it to stop. It's stalking. I wanted extra charges, and I needed a restraining order. Nobody helped me. Nobody did anything. And, you know, what do you do when nobody will do anything? So I told my attorney what he was doing was he was sending the letters to my attorney. He didn't have my address, but he had my attorney's address because the attorney represented me in the wrongful death suit against him. And, of course, the court paperwork sent to him in prison, so he had my attorney's address, and that's where he was sending, the love letters. And when nobody's helping you, what do you do? So I told my attorney, look, I can't handle this. We haven't even gone to trial yet. You know, I'm already having a difficult time. I got to protect myself mentally and emotionally, like, just don't tell me anymore. I don't want to know. Just don't tell me. And so he honored that request for years. He did not tell me until 2019. I reached out to him, and that's when I found out about all the other letters. So there's been 9 total, but because of statute of limitations, he's only being charged with 1 felony when it should have been 9. But, I'll take what I can get.
Well, I guess my question here is that you did not start out your life that you lead now. You were not always a gun person, a crime prevention person, a gun person. You and your husband had a karaoke business, and the reason that you left your, you had a permit, and you were prohibited by law in Tennessee of carrying your permit into the club or the restaurant or the bar that you were doing the karaoke at, and of course your husband's murderer was not, and he came in. Where in that, during this time, as you're sitting here and you're looking at all these things that are going on, did you segue from being the widow of a murder victim into a gun rights champion and a victim's rights champion?
You know, I guess I would say almost immediately. I knew, just within a few days, I knew that I had to speak out. I knew that, you know, I was left vulnerable and helpless. And, you know, I possibly could have done something. Now, can I tell you for sure I would have been able to stop him? No, Bill, I can't tell you that. But what I can tell you is that I was denied a chance. I had the training. I was a firearms range volunteer at that time. You know, it's just something that I have to live with for the rest of my life, and I don't want anyone else to have to go through this. I want good law-abiding people to be able to protect themselves and their loved ones. It's an awful feeling to lose your loved one like this. You know, those are mental images that I am never going to forget.
Right.
They will be with me for the rest of my life. And, you know, there is nothing like the sense of smell is very powerful. And that smell I will never forget of hot ammunition, you know, and blood together at the same time. It's really not something that I want to remember, but I do. And I don't want anyone to go through that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, so he's quit stalking you at the moment, but what does the court expect you to do? When he gets out, what is going to be the supposed thing that he has to abide by, or will there be anything that he has to abide by?
See, that's the thing. Victims, so oftentimes we're left in the dark. Like, I have no idea if he is going to be monitored. Is he going to have to wear an ankle monitor? I don't know. Has he received any type of medications? Has he received any type of, you know, mental health, you know, therapy, counseling, classes? I don't know. I'm not privy to any of that information. And I think victims should be. They should be. If the person's going to be released back into society, that victim should absolutely know what is being done. You know, I don't think he's going to be rehabilitated. I don't think that is possible for him. I think he's always going to be dangerous. Yeah, victims are left out of so many things, and I think those are changes that need to happen as well. You know, they have Victims' Bill of Rights in Tennessee, but I have to tell you, it's kind of a joke because it has no real teeth to it. You know, they talk about, you know, the right to a speedy trial. Yeah, for criminals, but what about victims? You know, there's nothing in the Victims' Bill of Rights that, you know, is going to make anyone do anything for victims. It's just a mere suggestion. You know, victims have a right to a speedy trial, but they don't because it's not actually enforceable. I'd like to see that changed as well.
But, I mean, even with that, I mean, as you go along, you're constantly being dragged back in there. You're constantly having to keep refighting the fight, aren't you?
Yeah, and that's why I tell people, you know, especially women, you've got to be able to protect yourself because you don't want to go through this hell that I have been through for the past 13 years, and it still continues. Now I've got to face this man next month, and I'm going to do what I have to do, but it is not pleasant. It is not something I want anyone to go through.
Right.
I would much rather they stop the bad guy and keep their loved one. You know, I got my husband back in a tiny little pine box.
Right.
He was cremated.
Right.
And there's nothing like getting your spouse back in a tiny little pine box. Pretty depressing. I don't want that to happen to other people.
I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine that. Every time I just wonder about what we're going to be seeing when he does eventually get out of incarceration. I really want to see how that goes for you. And I'm pretty sure I'll still be around when that happens. So, and I would advise him to do the very level best he can to stay away from you simply because, well, it'd be sort of dangerous to try to press it as far as I think. I mean, especially if you're one of Jaeger's graduates. You can find this article that we're referencing. This is an article about the death penalty at crimeresearch.org. It's an op-ed published in the Washington Times on November the 16th. Crimeresearch.org, that's where you'll also find their other media and the other op-eds they published in there, the papers and studies and everything else that Dr. Lott does. I mean, it's quite the resource. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're speaking to Nikki Gozer from the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. You also had another op-ed which sort of dovetails into the one that you just published, and you know, actually, I can see why you were one of the ones writing it. And this is concerning all the steps that are taken to make sure that a criminal gets that due process, but this comes at the expense of the rights of a victim. This was published November the 12th in Real Clear Politics, so that in and of itself is very... I used to go to RCP all the time. I don't so much, so I'm glad they're getting back into some of the stuff that is actually real. So tell me about this.
Yeah, well, this mostly has to do with, trial delays. I don't know if your audience is aware, but, you know, when you're the victim of a violent crime, they set a trial date, and they postpone it, and they postpone it, and they delay it, and they delay it. And like I said before, you have to get yourself prepared to testify and to give a victim impact statement, and you've got to face the monster. And it causes a lot of anxiety and fear, and you can't sleep, you're having nightmares, and then, you know, it's that trial date gets closer, they delay it, and then they delay it again, and you have to go through this all over again. And that causes a lot of mental and emotional damage, quite frankly, to victims and their loved ones that have to go through this process. And I would really like to see legislatures across the nation taking, you know, a victim's bill of rights serious, add teeth to it, stop just making it a suggestion. It's insulting, quite frankly. It bothers me. Don't do that. They're trying to, like, package it and make it look all pretty and say, here you go. See, we care about victims. No, you don't. You didn't put any teeth to it. It's not real legislation. Just feel-good measure. No, we care about victims. If you care about victims, then put teeth to it. There need to be consequences. If, you know, you shouldn't be able to delay and delay and delay and delay. If an attorney doesn't have their evidence together and they should have it together, tough. You're going to trial. You're not going to play mental gymnastics with victims and the family.
I often wonder how, I think back to after the Manson murders, when California went from having a death penalty to not having a death penalty, and everybody that was sitting on death row suddenly got a life sentence. And how that must have felt to those family members. Now, for you, you didn't get a death sentence in the case of your husband's murderer, although you should have gotten one because, like you said, it was premeditated. He had plans. He did not show up. It just wasn't a spur of the moment. Oh, look in there. I said, okay. I'll just go in there and do this. He came on a mission. So, in this case, this is one of these justice delayed things in the case of victims, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, and, you know, Tennessee Department of Correction, here's another thing, the early release good behavior credits. You know, if someone commits a felony behind bars, they shouldn't be able to get early release. They shouldn't be rewarded with the good behavior credits because that's not good behavior. But Tennessee Department of Correction, because there's no legislation, there's no law out there that says if you commit a felony while in prison, then you automatically have all of your early release credits revoked. There's nothing out there like that. So PDOC is just saying, we refuse to revoke the credits. They don't have to because the legislature didn't make that clear. You know, it's left up to TDOC and the prison warden if they feel like the credit should be removed. And this is happening not only in Tennessee. It's happening in other states. It's happening all across the nation. And these things need to be changed. You know, I care about the basic human right of self-defense, and I talk about the Second Amendment a lot. But I'm kind of branched out to talk about the injustice of our justice system. It is literally just a system, Bill. Just a system. There's not a lot of justice to it, and there needs to be changes.
Do you think we'll, and that's why I asked you what I asked you earlier. I see a lot of things like in Portland and Seattle right now where the police are being pulled back or being defunded and they've got a revolving door in crime and everything else. They've got DAs all over the place that are just letting them out. All of that stuff, when you combine that, one day people are going to get tired of it and they're going to get scared and they're going to do something about it. There's going to be a mass of armed, scared people going out there and they're going to do what nobody else is doing. And this is in a way, what happened to you is a failure of government. Because what is the purpose of government?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the very basic purposes of government is to make sure that there's some means of safety for the citizens within there. And not only is there apparently no means of safety for you, it just keeps on going and going and going. And you just have to keep on dealing with it over and over again. And that's where I sit back and go, wow, how many Nikki Gozers are out there? How many of them are out there that are being abused by the system? And they're the victims.
Yeah, and so many victims. Like, I've gotten to know a lot of victims of violent crime over the years. And they feel the way I feel, but so many of them feel like they don't have a voice or they don't know how to go about making change. And the more I would listen to these people who've been through horrific things, I just thought, you know, I've really got to start speaking out more on victims' rights because they need a voice. You know, they need a voice. And I don't know. That's what I'm doing. I feel like it's important. And, you know, with so many people becoming victims of crime these days, we need to realize that the damage to victims often lasts many years after the crime. And I think it's important to speak out. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, the cool part though about Nikki is when you see Nikki. The last time I think I saw you was at SHOT Show in 2020 on Radio Row. But I mean, the last time I saw you, you were still upbeat. You still had the ability to smile. You were still out there. You're out there being in the gun industry and doing gun industry type things. I just don't think if I was dude that I would be coming and looking for you. I think I'd be afraid of that. What kind of gun is your carry weapon?
Well, I have more than one.
Okay. Okay. So what do you carry today?
I like my Glock 19.9mm.
Okay.
But, you know, I have an M&P 9mm. I've got several. I'm good. I'm covered.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you, and this is the one thing that I would be interested in, do you home carry?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I home carry, but we'll have to have another discussion one day about that. That's all based upon my theory that I call the turkey pot pie theory. I have just enough time to tell you about the turkey pot pie theory if you want to know it.
I'm curious.
So the turkey pot pie theory is when I'm at home and I'm in my jammies and I'm having my turkey pot pie and I'm standing and I've got a gun beside me. If you kick in my door and you interrupt my turkey pot pie, when I go guns up, you have one split second to turn around and go out before I start, you know, sending lead down in your range because you have interrupted my turkey pot pie. That is the one thing I cannot forgive.
You must really like turkey pot pie.
Don't even eat them. It's just a phrase I like. I just like the turkey pot pie phrase. Listen, I'm running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me this evening and give my regards to Dr. Lott.
I will.
CrimeResearch.org, the Crime Prevention Research Center. Go there. Check them out. Give them a donation. They could use it. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.